A top State Department official was on Capitol Hill today, defending recent layoffs and the dismantling of the lead aid agency in the U.S. Some Democrats see the moves by the Trump administration as a gift to China, which is beefing up its diplomacy around the world. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Just days after he laid off 1,300 civil and foreign service officers, the Deputy Secretary of State for Management, Michael Regas, explained that this was just about streamlining the bureaucracy.
No one wants to lay someone off. I don't think we take any joy in laying people off or any kind of reduction in force, but we have to do what's best for the mission. We have to do what's best for the organization.
But Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee took issue with the way it was done, forcing out public servants, many with decades of experience. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey called it utterly unacceptable.
I know what it means to do a riff right, but this has been chaos. It has been cruelty. And your answers, frankly, have just lacked decency.
Booker pointed out that the State Department fired officers about to head out on new assignments overseas, including one who was in the process of moving to Pakistan. There were also two consular officers who were part of a rapid response team.
The rapid response officers you fired were both actively deployed, leaving one stranded in Colombia and the other in Ankara without access to their emails or phones and without plane tickets home.